Is it possible it is going to be better? I keep hearing Dr. Fauci and all kinds of people saying the worst is yet to come with the coronavirus. But what do you see early on in 2021?
Well, I see that we're getting the vaccines out. We've had, I think, over 20,000 folks vaccinated in Nevada so far. So that's a good start. I see people being a little more optimistic and comfortable with going out. I think we need to better understand the epidemiology of this virus, which you'd think after 9 months we would be. But if you look at the spikes, it really is a spike in testing. And because we've not tested asymptomatic people, COVID has probably been a lot more rampant than we actually know. So I think 2021, people are going to be able to say, okay, I feel I can go out again. And I think you're going to see business come back. If we look at the fundamentals of our economy, it was good in March. It was good in February and January. We had seen the longest economic recovery ever. So the fundamentals of our economy are in good shape. The states that are hurting the most are states that are tourism dependent, Nevada and Hawaii. We have the top unemployment. Then next is New Jersey and New York, where they have such a vast amount of entertainment, Broadway being closed. So the states that are most impacted are those that are tourism-based. So Nevada really needs to focus on diversifying our economy, and I don't mean taking, obviously tourism is critical to Nevada's gaming industry, but adding more technology jobs in Las Vegas is really where I think the legislature is going to focus, and really diversifying our economy so that when tourism is bad, the whole state doesn't go down.
Through the good times and the bad times, always good to have Randy Thompson at your side, and she's always been good to this radio program. Randy, thank you so much. Hope you have a happy new year, and next time you're down in this neck of the woods, let us know, and we'll break some bread.
You got it, Kevin. Glad to be here with you, and happy new year. It'll be a much better year, I'm sure.
I'm sure that it's got to be. It can't be any worse. Randy Thompson joining us, the Nevada State Director, the National Federation of Independent Business. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll take you back to earlier today when both candidates for the Senate in Georgia were on Fox News. We'll let you hear a little bit of that coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:31, as I check out the traffic cams right now, a couple of crashes are working on U.S. 95 northbound of Martin Luther King. The right lane is blocked in that incident. Another crash, 95 southbound, that's the off-ramp at Southern Rancho. That, too, is affecting the right side. An accident, Interstate 15 northbound, that is at Lake Mead Boulevard. Also look for some moderate flows as you work your way through the Southern Beltway down in Henderson, 215 west at Warm Springs, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. You're pretty much touch and go as you work through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana, southbound 15 at Owens.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Our year in review takes us back to March 11th.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe.
The Oklahoma City-Utah NBA game canceled as Rudy Gobert of the Jazz tests positive for COVID-19. That would start the shutdown of the entire sports world. Most leagues would eventually resume, except for college basketball, which canceled the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1939. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Hi, this is Madison, a UNLV student and proud scholarship recipient of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Las Vegas. I wasn't sure if college was an option for me, but this scholarship changed that. If you're a current high school senior with a 2.7 GPA or higher, you too could be eligible to receive a scholarship from Ronald McDonald House Charities. For details, visit rmhlv.org or call 702-252-4663. Don't let money stop you from pursuing your dreams. Apply today.
Applications are due January 18th, 2021.
What really makes a difference to you when buying a car? Great customer service, great pricing. Maybe it's that little extra. That's something you did not expect. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall is different. With every new purchase, you get free dent, scratch, windshield repair, and key replacement for a full year. Free, no charge. That's Ford Country. In addition, they have great service and unbeatable pricing. All of this exclusively at Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. Why would you buy anywhere else?
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Justice Department has declined charges against Cleveland cops. The 2014 killing of Tamir Rice. Closing the federal investigation. I wonder if it's any coincidence that there may be a change at the Justice Department come January 20th, and the Department of Justice has decided that they're not going to prosecute. Again, I always side with the police whenever possible, whenever the evidence warrants. And I think in this particular case, it did. I want to let you hear from both of the candidates who are going to be involved in this January 5th election, the special elections in Georgia. David Perdue, this is cut two, by the way. The senator from Georgia was on with Tammy Bruce and kind of giving an overview of the Georgia runoffs just 1 week from today. Here it is.
You know, we already won this race once in November. We beat the Democratic candidate by 2 points, and the Libertarian got two. So the reality is that 52.5% of Georgians voted against this Democratic agenda that's been they're trying to perpetrate on America, and they defeated John Ossoff. So at 47.5%, they've got a long way to go. But we're not taking anything for granted. We're out doing a 125-stop bus tour right now. Kelly Loeffler's doing the same thing. And we're taking it to the people in small-town Georgia to make sure they understand what's at stake and they have a responsibility to get out and vote. If we get our vote out, I'll be very pleased with the outcome. But we're not taking anything for granted, Tammy.
Well, that's good news because obviously there is concern about, you know, we want legal votes to be counted. We want more people to vote, the better, because Americans have a tendency to not vote en masse. So this is a good thing for people to go out and vote. But there has been some discussion about the feud between President Trump and Governor Kemp of Georgia, who many people feel has not done enough to make people feel that there's enough control over this runoff. Some people want him primaried. Do you think that is having an impact on the Republican Party itself? Because this race transcends party politics. This is about individual personal freedom, right? And that means the Trump agenda being maintained, and you've got to do that by keeping the Senate. Is it impacting your race, and how does it feel on the ground right now in the midst of all of that?
Tammy, momentum is coming our way. People realize what's at stake here. we're the last line of defense against the Democratic onslaught and this radical socialist agenda that they've aspired to in the presidential election and continue to do so now. People in Georgia are beginning to realize how serious this is, and we won't get another chance if we don't stop it now. But the other thing is what you just said. If we gain these two seats and hold these two seats in the Republican hands, we can block what these Democrats are trying to do and protect what President Trump has accomplished over the last 4 years. Energy independence, the Iran nuclear deal. We helped 6.5 million people pull themselves out of poverty because of this economic turnaround. These are things that the American people really want. I get emails and texts every day. Please hold the line in Georgia. And that's what we're committed to do here.
I think that's great. When we come back, I'll let you hear from Kelly Loeffler, because she underscored the importance of get out the vote, that this is not going to be a policy-based election. This is going to be a get out the vote or G-O-V-T, or TV, excuse me, G-O-T-V, get out the vote. We'll let you hear from Kelly Loeffler coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, what happened today in our nation's capital in the United States Senate, and how is it impacting your ability to get either $600 or $2,000? This is the most bizarre thing. 80% of Americans want $2,000. They love the idea of these these stimulus checks. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow. Nevada's #1 Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Uh-oh.
You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2, AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this final Tuesday of 2020. Good riddance. Just a reminder, we'll be on Best Of status Thursday and Friday. Be back with live shows on the Monday. And just so you know, we won't be going far away. I promised I'd let you hear from Kelly Loeffler, the other candidate. You heard from David Perdue, one of the senators up for re-election in Georgia. Kelly Loeffler is the other. Kelly was on Fox this morning underscoring the importance of get out the vote. That's GOTV is what they call it in political circles. And that's what they're doing in Georgia right now. Here it is.
There's so much early voting. Does that favor you and David Perdue, the Republicans, or does that favor the Democrats?
Well, over 2 million have now voted, and that is a pro. We need Georgians to turn out and vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, like President Trump said, because the future of the country is on the ballot. And early voting is open here until Thursday. We need Georgians to get out and vote, because we have to make sure that we're the firewall to stopping the radical agenda of Chuck Schumer. He wants to fundamentally change this country. That's why I'm crisscrossing the state. That's why David's out every single day, and we're going to get this job done, but we need Georgians to turn out and vote. And we've invested in a significant operation here to make sure that the vote is fair. We've got 4,000 poll watchers. We're in the courts right now. We're going to make sure it's fair, but we need Georgians to do their part and vote, and preferably vote early. In-person voting, you know, is efficient and quick and safe and secure, and we're going to make sure that happens.
So there you have it. The big news today was we don't have the $2,000 checks yet. They're not in the mail. They're not being direct deposited. We don't have anything to show for a stimulus. And what I thought was interesting was Bernie Sanders taking to the floor of the United States Senate. In fact, I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in. Bernie Sanders, this is cut four, taking to the floor of the United States Senate to advocate for the $2,000 checks, not the $600. Those have already been signed, sealed, and delivered. Now we're going to try and add $1,400 more to it. This was Bernie Sanders earlier today on the Senate floor to advocate for $2,000 checks. Here it is.
The working class of this country today faces more economic desperation than at any time since the Great Depression of the 1930s. And working families need help now. Not next year, but right now. Last night, the House of Representatives, with a two-thirds majority, 275 to 134, two-thirds bipartisan vote, move to increase the direct payment going to working families from $600 per adult to $2,000 per adult. The House did the right thing I congratulate them, and now it is time for the Senate to step up to the plate and do what the working families of this country overwhelmingly want us to do. Madam President, as a result of the pandemic, tens of millions of Americans have lost their jobs and their incomes. These families in the middle of the winter now face the threat of eviction and the possibility of being thrown out in the streets. Hunger in America is at the highest level that it has been for decades, with moms and dads struggling to feed their kids and working families lining up mile after mile to get emergency food packages. We are even seeing an increase in grocery store shoplifting as desperate Americans try to keep their families from going hungry. All of this taking place in the wealthiest country in the history of the world.
Bernie Sanders, it is an odd mix that we have. We have the Democrats and the president advocating for $2,000 checks. You've got some in the House supporting this. You've got some in the Senate, some Republicans in the Senate that are going to advocate for this. But the problem is, I'm not sure if there's going to be enough. And Mitch McConnell is refusing to bring it to the floor of the United States Senate. There's going to be incredible pressure as we move further into the week, because Bernie Sanders is saying he's not going to let them go home. That when they come up for adjournment, that Bernie Sanders will object. And if he has to do a filibuster, he'll do a filibuster and end up talking into the new year. Would that be befitting, you know, with all the strange, odd stuff we've seen in the last year, in 2020? It would be really, really weird to see Congress going on into, you know, and again, they're done. They're done the first week of January. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health, by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, General Manager of Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 2020 has been a tough year on all of us, especially here in Las Vegas. But we are confident the next year will be much better. On behalf of our team, I want to personally thank each and every one of our valued customers for visiting us through these very challenging times, and want everyone to know that the health and safety of our team members and customers has always been our highest priority. And I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance.
If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Now handling 3M earplug cases.
Scott Guido, managing attorney.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, it's disappointing when you say we're paying these members of Congress $174,000, something like that, and we can't even get a simple bill out of the United States Congress. There's something wrong about how this thing played out. For instance, let me have you listen to Cut 6. Real quick, we'll put this on. Mitch McConnell blocked the $2,000 check, the stimulus checks. This is Cut 6. And Bernie Sanders and Mitch McConnell playing the song and dance in the United States Senate. Here it is.
The leaders of our country, President Trump, President-elect Biden, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, are all in agreement. We have got to raise that direct payment to $2,000. So that is where we are right now. In this historic moment, do we turn our backs on struggling working families, or do we respond to their pain? So, Madam President, would the Senator modify his request that immediately following the vote on the veto override, the Senate proceed to the consideration of H.R. 9051? That the bill be considered read a third time and the Senate vote on passage of the bill without intervening action or debate. Further, that if passed, the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table.
Is there objection to the request for modification?
Object.
Objection is heard.
That's how it went today. You know what's frustrating for me is that the American people are like potted plants in this process. And I know there's going to be a lot of pressure on Mitch McConnell to let this thing go through and let's get the vote. And my guess is there may be enough Republicans willing to vote with the Democrats and the independents and to get this across the finish line. But why does it have to be so damn difficult? I mean, this is people's livelihood, and yet, you know, there are people, there are kids, you know, that are going to bed hungry because their family simply doesn't have enough money. Period. No explanation. That's all you need to know. And yet, this keeps going on and on and on. It makes no sense at all. One of the things that I hope that we will learn from this whole adventure, is that these people work for us, not the other way around. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, Scott Hammond will join us in our next hour. State Senator, Nevada District 18, will find out what lies ahead on February 1. Yeah, they're going to have another session of the legislature. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.